By the time Joe realized just how bad a mistake he'd made, it was too late to do anything about it. He'd needed Carrie's thighs to stop squeezing his hips and her hands to stop hanging out mere inches above the fly of his jeans. In a panic, he decided to put her in front of him. Really bad idea. If he'd taken 30 seconds to consider the ramifications of her ass resting between his thighs, he might have just given her the machine and walked all the way back to the campground. "What do I do?" she asked, and he tried to focus on the fact he'd just made himself a passenger on 700 pounds of machine the driver didn't know how to operate.
Push on the throttle with your thumb, but..."
Their helmets smacked as the ATV surged forward so fast she almost wheelied. Carrie made a choked yelping sound while he yelled at her to stop over the roar of the engine and grabbed the handholds so she didn't dump him off the back. Just as suddenly, the machine stopped and he yanked his head to the side to save them both another whack to the helmet.
"You didn't let me finish. I was going to say, gently."
Laughter and whistles from the back of the pack made her stiffen against him.
"I can't do this."
Joe turned and waved the others by, not missing Terry's dark glare at the side of Carrie's helmet, or the kids' snickers. Kevin, who was riding drag, pulled up alongside them and stopped.
"You want me to hang back?"
"No, we're just gonna take it slow."
When his brother gave him a "yeah, right" look, obviously not referring to their speedometer, Joe ignored him.
"See you back there."
He gave the rest of the family a good head start, mostly to let the dust settle, then set about trying to guide her through driving while maintaining as little physical contact as possible. She got the hang of it pretty quickly, though, and once the fear of injury passed, his mind was free to take their proximity, add the fact that they were alone, and come up with the sum total of trouble. Ever since that impromptu, very public kiss, he'd been thinking about doing it again. Maybe with a little more finesse and a lot fewer spectators. The question was whether or not Carrie would let him. The first time had been a sneak attack, but she hadn't slapped his face or cursed him out afterward. When they came to a well-shaded intersection, Carrie pulled the machine to the side of the trail and shut it off.
"My thumbs hurt."
He laughed while she climbed off and removed her goggles.
"That's normal. Everybody's does at first. But then you get used to it."
When she slipped off her helmet, he could see how much she'd enjoyed herself. He hadn't been exaggerating in the restaurant when he told her time had been pretty damn good to her. Decked out in that little black dress with killer heels and her makeup just so, she'd been a hot number. But out here in the woods, with trail dust smudging her face and helmet hair and a big-ass grin, she was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. It was dangerous looking for the young Carrie who'd loved him in her eyes, but he could see her. Inside the polished stranger lurked the girl he'd wanted to spend the rest of his life with.
"Can I drive all the way back?" she asked,
and he stifled a groan. All the way back to the campground with her shifting her weight between his legs? Oh, hell no. He'd never make it without coming in his pants like a teenager.
"Sure."
Since the cooler, packed with water bottles, had gone on ahead with the family, they stood around for a couple of minutes while Joe thought about working up the nerve to kiss her again.
"Why did you kiss me?"
she asked suddenly, her gaze like an interrogator's spotlight on his face.
"Glitch in the space-time continuum, I guess. Old habits die hard and all that.
Chicken shit."
"Okay,"
she nodded. But he didn't think she looked as relieved as she was going for.
"Because, you know, we're not teenagers anymore, and we're practically strangers."
"Sure."
He was practically a stranger who knew just where to touch her to make her squirm and beg for him to.
"Damn it.
You ready to head back?"
He had to get away from her, even for a few minutes. There was no way in hell he was going to survive 2 weeks of this.